Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh my. That's precisely what we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover.
That is right, lover.
It's raining today.
You know, you can tell by my sweats.
That it's raining?
It's humid. I start going.
A little extra moisture?
Mm-hmm. It's raining, but it's not raining men. It's raining...
It's raining one man, though.
Oh, it is raining one man.
You know this comedian and crooner. He's an actor, writer, and performer by way of North Carolina who just moved back to the Big Apple from a power stint in Los Angeles.
Pow, pow, power stint. He was included in Vulture's 2015 list of comics you should know and was named a comic to watch by Time Out New York.
You've seen his fabulous show, Josh Sharp Sings Live at Union Hall.
Oh, and his magical musical, Fucking Identical Twins, at the UCB Theater New York, which was selected for New York City Comedy Festival Best of Sketch. Welcome, Mr. Josh Sharp.
Woo! Hello. Hey. I'll rain down upon you.
Please, yes. Rain. Let it rain.
It's raining one tall man.
Yes.
That's what we like.
Oh, well, we try to be a fancy podcast. You know, mm-hmm. We try to be real classy.
Yeah.
So we ask our guests what they want to, what beverage of choice they have.
And today we're having Negronis, which we were describing are a very adult, refined palate drink.
Yes.
Bitter, boozy,
mm-hmm.
You know, not for the commoner.
No. It's a grown folks cocktail.
Right.
An interesting color.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Bright red.
Very distinguished. Cheers, oh,
cheers,
guys.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Plastic cup clink.
Good work on these. Yeah, clink, clink, plastic, plastic shatters.
Yeah, and really, to me, a perfect cocktail.
Yeah, yeah. We were saying no filler. I mean, even the filler's got a little bit of booze in there, so right. That's, you know you're saddling up when you have a Negroni. You're not going to have to drink eight of them and have a sugar hangover.
Right. Yeah, well, I was going
to
say.
If you've only thought you liked cocktails in the last 4 years as they've started to appear on menus drenched in sugar,
yep.
You will not like this.
Mm-mm. No,
there's no simple syrup in this.
No.
Where's our orange peel?
Oh, that is the one, the garnish.
The garnish.
We did bring it.
As long as we know it's in the room, I think we'll feel good about it.
Honestly, put it out and you can take a sniff. Because mostly it is for the nose of this drink, you know, more than the taste. So it's like
give a whiff
the
of
bloom.
That and then have a sip and you're really going to like it.
For our listeners at home, we're sniffing an orange. Very sensual. So, Josh, are you single these days?
I'm not. I have a gentleman caller. We've been, I think it's a little over 2 years now.
Nice. Interesting. Yeah. Did he go to L.A. with you?
No, he came. The nice thing, I was in L.A. for like 6 months, but I came back for Thanksgiving and also for Christmas, and he came out in February. So we were rarely apart for more than like 6 weeks.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It sort of was chunked up, and it was pretty manageable, actually.
Yep. Yeah.
And in some ways, I mean, that's too long to be away, but in some ways it's sort of positive. When there's like a ticket back and you've got these check-ins, it's sort of nice. You get like, you know, time on your own.
A little breathing room.
A little breathing room.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
So you're out, focus on yourself.
Now, did you guys do
the heart grow fonder?
Yes. And I was going to ask something very similar to the heart growing fonder with the Skype jazz sessions. You do any of those? You get into the Skype sex?
We would not do that as much. We're more of like sexy texts.
Yeah.
Oh, picks kind of stuff.
Yep.
I prefer sexy texts.
Yeah.
There's like more of a fantasy involved.
Well, sure. You can
in
write
that.
A little short erotic novella.
And I sort of like
indeed.
That it's childish. Like it sort of does feel like adults
dirty.
Shouldn't
passing
do this.
Notes. Yeah.
I mean, this is changing though too. Like the sext culture as we grow older, we are mm-hmm. like we are going to bring on the new wellspring of like adults having their nudes leaked. You know,
yep.
And it's not
yes.
going to be a thing anymore. I think. But it does still sort of in a way feel like I'm 29. I shouldn't be sending pictures of my parts.
Yeah.
Like that's what you did. That's what you should have done then.
Yeah. When you were young. But we didn't
maybe,
get
but
to.
It's, I know, but we didn't get to. That's what I mean. But it, like, it's just because of where we aged into phones and whatnot.
True.
Yeah, now this new technology has got us.
Well, and I think my sex would be like Shakespearean compared to like young kids. Like I think they just send eggplant emoji and then they fuck.
Right.
Yeah. That's
like, for instance, I don't really use the Snapchat and have only used it for its intended purpose of sending pictures of my genitalia. I don't like how they've moved on to being like a...
face swaps,
a carrier
and
of content, and all. I'm not for that.
No, they built their dynasty on dick pics,
right?
And now they're into the little dog faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they're into the dog faces.
I wonder if you can swap. Can you swap your face with the head of your penis?
Maybe.
Yeah, I saw a little viral video going around of someone who swapped their face with their friend's breast.
Oh.
And it was like you were like seeing the boob and the face, and then it like did it.
That's
and they
haunting.
Screamed. It was it was sort of fun.
Yeah, I like that idea. I'm gonna have to.
The nipple is the mouth or the eye of the breast.
They say the nipple is the eye of the breast of the soul.
They do say that.
They do say that.
Oh.
plastic cup. Clink.
Ooh, yeah. Clink.
Clink, clink, sniff.
Speaking of pornography, should we slide on over to Sexy Science?
Oh, yeah. Would love.
What do we do here, lover?
We rip articles from the headlines, mm-hmm. discuss matters of the hearts and parts.
Some topical business here. This one comes to us from Vice. The title of this is Pornhub Wants to Fuck Your Way. Let me try this one more time. Pornhub wants you to fuck your way fit with a genius new exercise routine.
One more time. Oh, you're turning me inside. And what? And rolling.
Ooh. Not doing well, Richard Simmons, though.
No.
Sadly.
The rumors are that his what
under
is his?
Lock and key.
Yeah. His housekeeper or one of the maids has got him
they claim
locked
he's
up.
Been, he's sort of under house arrest.
Against his will, yeah.
Prisoner, yeah, that's a better...
With those sinewy muscles, though, you think you could just bust out Kool-Aid Man through the wall?
It's right? a psychological
That's true.
Lock they got
Mental.
On him, I think. Yeah, because he is taut. Yeah, he can bust right through the wall.
Oh.
I'd rather him than the Kool-Aid Man come blasting through our wall.
For certain. I love Richard. We think people love Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially now, mm-hmm. like people have warm feelings towards Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
I
yes.
get that he's sort of a joke, but I think people, a joke that people like, sort of like you.
Yes.
Not a joke
and
where
a joke
they
he's
like,
in
make
on,
fun of you. And a joke he's in on. That
yeah. I worked out with him when I was in L.A.
Oh,
about
yes,
6 years ago. I went to Slimmin's with Richard Simmons with mm-hmm. my friend Andrew, and it was so fun.
And how many people are there? Is it like a bunch of people, or is it
they
these
fit.
Days it just like a normal class and there's like 20 people
no,
there?
No, it was a huge studio in Beverly Hills, and I think there were probably like 85 people there. I mean, they get in as many as they can. It was like $10, and he just runs around
bucks.
And says pervy stuff to you while you're like doing jumping jacks, and
yes.
it was really special.
That's but $10 times 85, that's $850
oh,
to work out for an hour.
In. Yeah.
That well, his housekeeper's raking it
yeah,
in.
That's,
yeah, she's now taking control of his.
Ooh, we really got some mileage off of that lack of an audio clip.
Didn't we? Yeah.
All right.
No,
so,
Josh, don't tell the audience at home.
This article is basically Pornhub recently launched an exercise routine that helps you and your partner get jacked while boning. You use your old iPhone, which acts as a kind of like sex-focused Fitbit.
Yeah, Pornhub laid out the whole plan, announcing the new sexercise regimen. They're calling it Bang Fit. The basic idea turns fucking into a muscle-targeting version of Guitar Hero.
Now, here's what I wonder, because mm-hmm. sex is an aerobic activity in the first place, sort
right.
of no matter how you're doing it.
Yes.
But is this like in the way that I sometimes get a trainer? Not necessarily because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not saying I know, but it's like I can put together stuff to do at the gym, but I just need someone who's like, 10 more queer, who's
right.
just like makes me go a little longer. Is this effectively an app that's just like when you're like stopping fucking, they're like, nope, you keep going.
Keep on going. I bet.
I think so.
I
and they tell
is.
You.
Because I can't imagine there's like ways to, well, maybe there are. Maybe the point is there's ways to fuck where
more
you're.
More athletically.
Yeah, but like
if
fucking,
you.
You should just fuck.
Just enjoy, yeah.
It's
yeah.
going to burn calories no matter how you do it.
Right.
Well, I've had some sex where I don't think any calories were burned.
I guess good point.
But that's rare.
Yeah.
I think that...
from a pumping standpoint.
That's true. One thing, too, is there's a competitive aspect, mm. so you can compete with your friends on social media.
Uh-huh.
So it's like there's an incentive.
There's a social aspect
yeah.
to it. Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah, and it like you flex your butt while you pump. Like you're getting certain muscles worked out. I don't know. It might take the fun out of the
Hold
whole thing.
Your core. Yeah, I sort of don't want to have... anything else on the brain? Other
well,
than
isn't that just a task? You know,
but,
like,
but I guess out? I'm thinking about it because I'm not opposed to some kink or some role play. You know,
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
you are bringing another world into the bedroom
sure.
that's not mm-hmm. just the sex. So maybe this in it, it almost could be like that. It's like another sort of layer to your sex that is a fun thing.
Yeah.
You role play as an Olympic athlete, perhaps,
right?
And then you know, then you're doing some exercise.
But sort of in the same way that role play is taking your head out of like. The task at hand and adding some other element to it.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. could be that.
This
so the fantasy
that.
Is just being in shape.
Yeah.
I just picture you're boning and you're like, did you like my post? Like, I don't know what
the equivalent
the interface
the
is,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it seems like a little
at
obnoxious.
At first, I didn't like the idea of like sharing these sex stats because I just don't like everything going the way of community. Like,
right.
like Venmo, I does not need a news feed. You
no.
know what I mean? Like
nope.
some of these things just all want to be a Facebook.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I go like, actually, if anything, we should like that's a thing that would be nice in that space because people are afraid to talk about sex. So what if we could just make it like a flippant newsfeedy thing?
Oh, yeah.
It
Open.
Might be actually one of the few things that would be healthy that you could like and share.
I agree with that because a lot of the other Facebook.com, as you mentioned, will censor some of those. You know, you couldn't mm. have that
oh,
in your
yeah.
feed. Zuckerberg would say, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
That's true.
Shut you down. So,
say,
yeah.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
It also
I want to see his fuck stats.
It seems a little obnoxious just – in this one way where if you're already having a lot of sex, you're having a lot of sex. You don't need an incentive to have a lot of sex if you're somebody who's like not having a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like say you're somebody who's wanting to have more sex than you are. You don't need this app being like zero fucks today, zero calories burn. You're like, right. I'm trying.
Reminding you. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, no, I think I fucked today. Why is it telling me?
And I guess also if you're having trouble getting the sex you want, probably rebranding it as exercise is not going to be the angle that works for you.
No, no.
Like if you are not able to have get people to have sex with you and you're like, well, I need an exercise partner. That is going to be so sad.
Yeah, yeah, that won't.
I don't think it's going to get you what you want.
No.
Because then you're celibate and you're fat.
You're fat and fat
because you can't work out.
Not that there's anything wrong with being fat or celibate.
No, Lord, no. Not if you're choosing it, you know, go for
it. One of my favorite combos.
Yeah, a lot of priests.
Well, asexual is a new strain that's becoming, trying to be more accepted as a valid option.
Yeah.
Interesting.
As like a thing you can come out as. Sure. It's like, don't put your sexual expectations on me culturally.
Yeah. I don't need to have to want what you think
it's the idea of like, I am not that sexually motivated. I might still want relationships, but I'm really not driven by sex. I may not have sex hardly ever. Mm-hmm. And that is okay. It doesn't mean I'm like, there's something wrong. It's just like, now it's like an identifier in order to say like,
yeah, asexual.
Yep.
I like the idea of coming out.
Like a friend of a friend who did sort of just come out as that. And I was like, oh, that is like sort of a new.
My friend Doug was asexual for a while and now he's gay.
Now, I think that also happens. It was like a stopover thing, like did happen sometimes with bi on the way to gay, which is not
interesting. Yeah.
What doesn't demean bi, it just was people who really were on a journey.
So you're easing in.
It's an exit on that turnpike. Right.
On that turnpike.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes you got to get off at the DQ and then get right back on, you know?
That Jersey turnpike. Pay to play.
Yes. Well, the thing
sometimes
I
got to get off at that Walt Whitman rest stop, swing by the DQ.
And hit the Arby's, you know, and get yourself refueled.
Get a little 1 liter of Coke for $3.89.
And you're back on the road.
You put your wiener through your glory hole in the bathhouse, and then you come out as asexual.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second, I don't want to do this, you might say.
You might be like, look, I'm asexual to turnpike rest stop areas, which is fine.
I've never rest stopped glory hole. I guess neither of you.
No.
What's the straight equivalent for a glory hole, really? I guess women can suck a dick, too, but it's like...
Women can't get their, they can't really necessarily put much through to come out through the other side.
I guess I did see a pornographic film one time where it was like sort of a glory hole thing, but like the hole was huge. It was like the size of a basketball. Mm. And this man at a certain point was like putting his butt through it and having his ass eaten through the glory hole, which was now like, well, this is not, there's no anonymity.
No,
like, this is not the same thing.
Just take that, get out of the bathroom.
You want to keep this.
You can see whole faces through the.
Yes. Right. If you can see a whole face, that's not what it's about.
That's just a room.
You're wanting to have this set up for it.
Sure.
But it was truly basketball sized, this hole.
Yeah, because I think it's
it's
not practical for the standard size glory hole to eat ass through. I think that would be a little
bit. Way.
Yeah, a little tricky.
You'd have to have a very long tongue.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to see it attempted. I'll say that. I don't know if it would be successful.
I'd like to see a pornographic film that depicted such an act.
My mom's going to be, get a basketball sized hole and then ladies can have fun at the glory hole. You could really put your pelvis in there.
Yes, get it. Maybe even stick a leg through. Who knows? You start climbing through.
You need sort of an apparatus, I think, to like be able to get your
pelvis,
plush with a
flush
mm-hmm. with a wall.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't think it'd be as simple as just like moseying up.
No, I think there's a little bit more logistics to be worked out.
Might have to get rid of that wall.
Might just have to tear down that wall.
It's like a glory net.
Tear down that wall.
Take it down. Oh, man. Well, it takes all kinds.
Well, it sure does. Let's slip on over to listener love.
Shall we?
Listen, a mailbag.
Oh, man. Josh, we get listeners. They tweet at us. They email us. Sometimes they stop
Congratulations
us.
On your listeners, first of all.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We cherish every last one of them.
We really do.
Sometimes they stop us at public restrooms and they ask us questions.
Yeah.
But we're shitty at giving advice, so we hope you can help us.
I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Just do your best. It's all we ask for.
It's all we ask. Kaz, who do we have?
Our first question is from Michael in Wisconsin via Facebook.
Facebook.com.
That's right. Mike says, I went to high school with a boy who was in the special education program. I graduated 5 years ago, and I don't think he ever did. I saw him last week working at Home Depot, and he's gorgeous. Is it wrong to hit on him? I mean, I don't think he's mentally challenged, but he's definitely a little slow. Oh, God, am I awful?
Wow.
Well,
you know, I'm uniquely qualified for this question because I used to teach students with severe mental disabilities in New York City for 3 years, specifically kids who were from the ages of 12 to 16. It was the triangulation of puberty and mental illness and public school.
Right.
And
it,
like, I would have kids.
A whirlwind.
Yeah, I would have kids who would pull out their cocks and, like, try to masturbate in class.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think, obviously, it's hard to make a blanket statement on this, but we have desexualized people with special needs in a way that's unfair.
Right.
Now, there's always these issues of, like, sort of, like, consent and how you can give
taking
consent
advantage,
and
yeah.
taking advantage. Yeah. But it's, I don't think de facto you have to go, oh, I, like, you shouldn't feel bad for having a sexual feeling for a person with special needs.
Right.
Sure, sure. And it's, certainly he's not saying he wants to, like, you know, feed him a bottle of wine and fuck him. He's just saying he's handsome. Do I feel bad for thinking he's handsome? Lord, no to that.
No, you cannot.
Maybe
sure
even
that.
Flirt. Maybe even, I don't know what this person's, you know,
faculties are.
Right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
you could maybe go on a date with this person.
I mean,
person.
If Home Depot's willing to hire him, I'll say if Home Depot is willing to hire, you can fuck.
I think that's the rule.
I think that should be.
Actually, most consent laws.
Yeah.
There's sort of a common law.
You interview consent, with Home Depot.
And you just, if Home Depot will hire you, you can have sex.
Lowe's can't be trusted, but Home Depot is the gold standard.
No way.
No, Lowe's, absolutely not.
I think Josh is right. Like, you could just feel it out. You could go up and say, hey, you think he's handsome? He's a consenting adult. And just kind of get a read on maybe what the situation
certainly,
is.
Certainly, yeah. Don't, like, sequester these feelings.
Yes. No, certainly.
No need to
don't
be aggressive.
Talk to the person just, like you would with a normal, with anyone. I shouldn't even use the word normal. We use the word neurotypical. There is no normal. But, like, as you would with anyone else you would encounter.
I like that this is, this kind of feels like something that comes.
Sniffing that orange.
We've been passing around this orange the whole time. It really is a lovely addition
it
to
is.
This.
I feel like we should scrub into
room.
It.
It gives you a little.
You love the tiny hot room.
I think that this starts to get into the full circle of being progressive about that, because I think the idea is initially people want to just shut it down entirely and say, like, no, that's just wrong. But I think if you really think about it, it's true.
Yeah.
No need to just
everything's complex.
Completely count people out of
right.
Of
and
a
in
basic
certain cases,
human act.
Certainly it is wrong.
True.
Right. Well, and I think it's the easiest thing is having a hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to explore every single aspect of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this is A-okay.
Hey,
but
A-okay.
Certainly we talked a lot about, like, students with disabilities who'd want to have relations with one another, and it's very mm-hmm. difficult to, like, teach mm-hmm. safe sex practices or whatever. So
yep.
you had to try to find these ways that they could still, or even if they're not capable of necessarily having a sexual life with another person, like teaching a kid with severe mental disabilities how to effectively masturbate was like a very
a
powerful
release.
Thing.
You need a release.
And then the shame is
you can't.
Is that
something you taught?
No, you couldn't really.
Legally.
But sort of, yeah, but also you sort of, we were in a very weird space where in effect you like could alert the parents to things because things were going on in your classroom that don't in normal classrooms. So you certainly could like, right. you would have these conversations with parents you wouldn't in any other school about like either getting outside help or having that comfort. Because also that's a private personal thing of like a parent should probably do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neurotypical or not, you know? So it's like alerting them to like what that conversation is like for a student with special needs is different, but still putting it in the hands of the parent. But so, I think there are, I believe, like people who will do that sort of private instruction.
Yeah.
Or like, and I'm sure it's not, I don't know, I'm speaking in hypotheticals here. I do not believe it's like hands-on, or I don't think it's sex work, but I do think they have like, they've developed ways to like,
well, that makes sense, too, because at public schools, you know, again, there's a hard and fast rule to protect people with limitations. But if you could alert the parents and they could hire someone who, like, had a little more leeway, maybe with their expertise.
So you would, like, bring it up with a parent of, like, this happened in class, not as, like, it was the worst thing in the world. Just, like, we need to alert you. This is a thing he wants to be doing.
Yeah.
He wants to
and he's not going to figure it out on his own like many other students.
But he's going to get frustrated as hell trying to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can't stop it, you got to at least give a little guiding, guiding light.
Guiding
I would
light
leave him at a rest stop for a couple hours.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I'm not a parent.
That's true.
Great. Help.
This has been another week of That's Why Kolsky's Not a Parent. Thank you for tuning in.
Ooh.
We have a long form conversation until Kolsky remembers why she's not a parent, and then the episode ends.
And that's it.
It's not because I lived above that power plant for the first 17 years
of
my life.
It's not your reproductive organs being tainted by government waste.
Certainly not.
Tainted, enhanced.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
thank
you can look at it, yeah.
Don't bring your privileged white male bullshit
that's
into this.
That's true, I have.
Ovaries have eyeballs and tails.
I've gone again and said what you know what I think is suitable for reproductive organs.
You
know, I'm a fool.
It's hard to remain objective.
It is. It is. Well, I think we helped that man. Who else do we have, Hans?
Our second question is from Nico in the East Village via our email, menageatois.radio@gmail. Neeks asks, Since listening to your show, I have spiritual orgasms at least once a month, and I want to know if any of your other listeners have reported the same.
Spiritual orgasms.
What is that?
Never heard it phrased that way.
I wish we had Nico on the line right now.
I know. There's so many. This just brought up a lot of questions.
Now, I certainly have, like, had conversations or relations with people who are in more, like, kinkster-specific communities. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've heard of things like that, of, like, you know, like, sex that isn't really sex, you know? But yes. I don't really have a lot of firsthand experience or intimate knowledge to really describe what she even means.
Well, have you guys ever had, a euphoric boner? Just like a moment and like a really great moment in a movie, not sexual, but just something that gives you a little bit of a rise.
But you do have a hard on.
But you have a physical.
But you have a hard on.
You are erect. Yeah. Then I think you're getting into some sort of physicality.
So we're talking about a sexual stimulation that is not the product of sexual activity.
Like almost like you get goosebumps, but then you also kind of get a little bit of a chub.
Right.
You're talking about Free Willy when he jumps
exactly.
over at the end?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like a really good cheeseburger.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah. Here's my question with that, because the tricky part is you are, like, a boner is not a de facto indicator of sexual stimulation.
No,
exactly. You wake up
not.
With morning wood and it doesn't have anything to do with sex.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you are getting, so, like, does this mean sometimes if you're hard and sex isn't, activity isn't going on, you assume that it's a sexual arousal? And it's like, well, no, it's just our bodies are fucking strange bloody meat sacks, and sometimes they do shit that doesn't make sense.
Sometimes the bloody meat just, you know,
hashtag
flows through
bloody
the
meat
area.
They're not working at 100%, these bodies.
No,
misfire a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I think this is interesting, too, pertaining to women, because not that men couldn't experience some such thing, but I think women, since there's a capacity to have an orgasm inside your body that doesn't result in
not
a pile of little jizz,
yeah,
you know, so it'd be harder to define, like, whether you
cum.
Had
yep.
yeah
that's or my favorite
yeah better than little pile of jizz sounds just like yeah there's that little pile of jizz over there. Hot rope of cum.
I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I've had quote unquote wet dreams where I wake up having an orgasm,
mm-hmm.
and it's so intense and wonderful, and I wish
and
I could
no
make it happen. There's no physical contact, and there's no like rope of cum.
But do you get wet, or no? You're saying it's only.
I mean,
sort of a
probably a little, but I don't wake up like in a puddle.
Right.
I'm just saying there's something like inside.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's interesting, but that's still it's triggering the same stimulus. It still feels like a physical orgasm.
Yeah, but it's like
because a spiritual orgasm to me feels the need to define it that way separates it from any physical to me. I feel
but
like
I
there
guess
is
what
no...
you're saying is, I mean, like this physical, a female orgasm though physical is internal in a way that it's like
right.
It's much closer to a feeling than the male orgasm is.
Yes.
Well, correct, we would say? Or no?
I mean, again, I don't want to put labels on things.
No,
I just mean I. because there's this result that's like a cum rope.
Yep.
There's like a did you.
There's evidence, yeah.
Yeah.
Either
it's not
you
just
did
like,
or you didn't.
Like I could secretly cum and no one would know.
Right. This is the
know?
Old joke
and
of
that,
why women can fake orgasms and men can't.
Absolutely. So I could have
this
a spiritual
orgasm. This is why I always keep a vial old cum in case I need to fake it. I just toss it out real
just
quick.
Fumble around in the dark.
Goes, oh, look at there.
Is that what's taped to your thigh, that little vial?
Oh, sorry, yes. I actually just finished.
Oh, my
ooh,
God.
Let me sniff.
Sniff that orange.
And then also.
Yep. Sniff, sip.
Slurp the Negroni, sniff the orange, and throw your fake jizz on people.
Oh, yeah. I think, the spiritual.
If you're saying
also
it's not.
Spiritual sex. Are you thinking you've had sex with a spirit while you're asleep?
Have I had sex with a ghost? Maybe.
I mean, what evidence do any of us have that we haven't had sex with ghosts?
I know. We have none.
It sounds like
good
from this
point.
Nico's question, who I think is a female, but I guess males are Nico as well.
Yeah.
But I was for some reason thinking female, maybe
me
because
too.
What we've talked about with the male mm-hmm. v female orgasm. But it sounds like this is an act, something that's happening
right.
alone,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So who are you to tell a person what or isn't an orgasm when it's happening all on their own?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, great. If it was an orgasm to you, it's an orgasm.
Yes.
Well, and you saying that it's not the physical orgasm, I get your logic, but then you could say anything. Anytime you're having a nice time, you're having a spiritual orgasm.
Right.
That's
right.
A slippery slope.
It is.
Do you ever try to get these people on the line?
We want
to. Because, you know, Dan Savage sometimes will call with follow-ups if he's like, this is a juicy
question.
Oh,
my gosh. With every question, we have 10 more questions.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's
Nico,
a great
I want to know.
Call up. I mean.
We failed
Oklahoma
to mention.
Boy, I want to know how, you know, how.
How, yeah.
How much retardation does
how
this
much?
Gentleman have?
Also, you guys, they were asking they were saying they get spiritual orgasms from our podcast and wondering if other listeners have that. That was a compliment built into our show.
Oh, also, yeah.
Maybe she's being cheeky.
A little cheeky.
Thank you. And we have not heard any other reports of that, but now we're going to keep an eye out.
Well, that really might not have been a serious question. We just really got into a... So that was helpful to a question that I'm not even sure really needed help.
No, she may have just been dropping a compliment and we just went into it.
But I think that's pretty remarkable.
I think so.
We're so helpful that we
help someone out there.
Everybody.
Yes. Two for two.
Let's just jerk each other off really quickly because we're so amazing. All right, we have one more question. Haas, what do we have?
Leslie from Wyoming tweeted at us at Menage Radio. Les wonders, I'm thinking of dyeing my pubes pink, but I'm 47 years old. Midlife crisis?
No, don't put the age. Don't fuck around with the age.
Definitely.
I think go for it.
Yeah, that doesn't.
And
this is
no...
a Leslie. I'm also now assuming this is a woman. But could be a man.
That's true.
I assumed it was a woman as well.
I always just think of like,
maybe it's
you
Leslie
guys
Nielsen.
Know the radical fairies, that
yeah.
community of like male, like hyper-political, radical queers. They're most of them are older and they're all doing shit like that. And anytime someone's like, I'm 45, can I do this? It's like, there's whole communities of people
you are not alone
who are built on the answer to that question being yes.
Yeah.
So like, not that you have to be in this community necessarily, but it's like it is. You are certainly not strange to do something.
No, and there's all this societal garbage about what you can do when. They always try to push that on people, especially women, like beauty magazines, like you can't wear these kinds
that
of clothes.
There's
you can't
gender.
Speak in this way.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it happens to everyone. I think that there's no repercussions there, so you should always dye your pubes, no matter what
also,
age.
Pubes, at that point, you're showing a part of yourself. I mean, I don't know what your line of work is or how often you're naked in public. But
well, it's Leslie Nielsen, so actor, right?
That's true. So
you said.
Yes. So he didn't do too many, he did a few topless scenes, but he didn't go bottomless too much, no full frontal. So you wouldn't see it. Only a lover would see the pubes. It'd be an intimate moment where you
or
already
it's something
are bringing
you just
someone
see
in.
And you have it for yourself.
Hey, if it's just for you.
I'm also over sometimes these lines of what sexual behavior is weird. I mean, not that this is explicitly sexual, but it sort of is. But like, there's all this thing of like, this is weird. When it's like, I mean, it's all fucking weird.
It is. Everything.
No matter,
everything
even
is
if your eyes closed and you're dreaming of Jesus, it's weird. Like, if you looked at it from afar, you'd be like, that is bizarre. Missionary is weird.
Yeah. If you pull yourself out of it and put yourself as maybe an alien observer looking down
bloody
on
meat
all
sacks.
Of us are bloody,
it's all gross.
Weird meat sacks.
And I always think it's so ironic and funny how that the more normal people try to get with sex, the weirder it is. Like, when they do the sheeting thing. In certain fundamental religions where they like remain clothed, but just the genitals are poking out.
Right.
Like, that's so much more bizarre to me than just like nude people
like
who were born without clothes.
Or
soaking. What's the Mormon? Yes, soaking. I was just about to bring up
soaking.
As well. But
so strange. We've talked about it before on the podcast.
Soaking is where a man puts his penis inside. I think it's mostly.
I believe his erect penis inside a vagina, right?
Yeah,
right.
And just sits there.
Doesn't let it thrust because this is not sex in God's eyes.
Yes, interesting.
God accounts the thrust. Yes, I do remember us talking about this. That seems.
I saw.
Again, it's all weird.
That's dangerous territory.
This is maybe just, you know, it's hacked to say another comedian's bit. But last night saw Eric Andre do stand up and he had a bit about soaking where he was like, as if. That is what God, like, God is this, like, fucking backwoods bio, like, yeah, let it soak. Just put it in there, let it soak. That's what I like. It really did make me laugh.
Yeah, that's amazing to think of.
Cut that out
if it's
hacked to say another comedian's
bit. Oh, no, we don't edit.
We love it. I think that's great. I think, and I do think all of it's weird. I think you just, you spend your life, if you're worried about what's weird and what's not weird and what are people going to think, you spend your life trying to find enough people who also do it so that you don't feel weird instead of just doing what you do. And
this is why we need that fuckfacebook.com where you get to share these things.
Yes, because then people, who's
then
soaking
would,
for
you,
how long?
You would post your pink pubes and get 140 likes.
Oh
you'd
gosh.
Be like, oh, this isn't weird at all.
No midlife crisis.
Put a little pep in your step while you're dancing around the mall.
Yeah.
Also, like, I brought up repercussions. I think there's midlife crises that could maybe be, like, shitty, like if you spent all your kid's college fund on a sports car or something.
As
but, like, dying your pubes, like, come on.
Temporary.
Just make sure it's a safe dye so you don't poison.
Don't burn those gents.
And I guess there also are things that, like, I'm trying to think of examples, but sometimes we think this idea of, like, older people acting younger than they are is sad, which is not empirically true. Sometimes it's not. It's like, you want to fucking go to a concert and stay out? Like, fucking do it.
Yeah.
But I guess there are examples of versions of that would be sad, that if you, like, really were, like, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, hang around with 21-year-olds, it might be like...
You just left your family for...
Right. But, like, that idea of like someone of middle age doing something that's perceived of as like young or wild. It's like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Just go. Just go.
All those rules are just
go see Death Grips.
Yes.
Woo.
Oh,
oh,
damn. 3 for 3. It's been a while since I think we went 3 for 3.
Helped everybody. Now
I really
I
always
like
thought
cubes.
I should have a sex podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like a answer question.
Just, yeah, keep them coming in. Keep the lines
You're
alive.
Welcome here anytime.
Yes, okay, please. Yeah, you can Let's do a whole episode in. That's just questions.
Please. Yeah.
If you really ever want, I would be down.
Follow-ups. We should do a follow-up. So just tell many. Everyone to be like, give us those follow-ups. Because we've had some very strange questions come in where it just they just brought up more questions and we haven't had them answered. So let's
That'd
do that.
That'd be great for a live show, too. Now that you're back in
love.
New York,
yeah.
We could just get a bunch of anonymous questions and,
I would love.
And just tackle the fuck out of them.
Well, we answered our listener questions, but now we have some questions for our guest, Mr. Josh Sharp.
Oh, okay. It's a little something called six sextions.
Yes.
These are six rapid-fire sex questions. You just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Can do.
Whew. All right. Ready?
You ready?
I am ready, friends.
Beginning now, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Ooh, I would go with a lazy boy.
Oh, yeah.
What's the sexiest animal?
The sexiest animal is a, what are they called? Bonobo.
Ooh, the bonobos. Very close to it.
Right, exactly. I don't want to stray far from what I know.
Ooh.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
I will say Tommy Maher, Instagram model.
Oh, beef, beef.
What U.S. president would you bone?
U.S. president that I would bone... I guess it's got to be Barack Obama.
Yeah. 69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's hearts?
I would sing, this one's so hard because I don't remember lyrics in general.
Yep.
I'll say, fuck you, God, and the ass, mouth, and cunt from Book of Mormon.
Yes!
Ooh, six
Stolen,
sections.
Heart stolen.
Mr. Josh Sharp, thank you. A couple follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do love the bonobos move of just trying to be like, because their sexual behavior is so damn similar.
They'll
engage in prostitution forms
well,
of it.
Well, I don't know if you've read Sex and Dawn. They're sort of the basis for the idea that human monogamy is an invention, an impressive invention.
Yep.
So sure, I'd get wild with some bonobos.
Of course.
They're in many ways enlightened.
Cousin. Just a cousin. They are very enlightened.
Yeah, they're your cousin who went to... Berkeley. And now he's like, he come back and he's the one who gives you LSD and told you what an orgy was
like. And he acts all different.
He knows there's a sex party underneath the Associated Grocery Store in Park Slope. That is true.
He's a man of few words.
It's weirder to me to pick a species closer to humans, but it makes total sense.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like I would be like, dragonfly. And then, I mean, I would kill it if I tried
right,
to
Right, my point was sexiest, meaning like I could actually have
Get
real
down.
Sex with them.
Yeah.
That's what I interpreted. Yep. Well, I guess that's not really the question, but that's where my brain went. Of like,
sure.
I was flashing through like, because for some reason I thought of a snake and I was like, that is not going to be. Well, like you could maybe put your dick masturbate. I've actually seen a pornographic video of a man masturbating with a fish. And so you could do
I've
that.
I've seen the fish.
Because they
a lot of creatures.
Because their mouth will like, it was like this like. It was like a cell
was
phone
Was it underwater
video.
Or was it, a, was it out?
I
like
did not really
suction?
Seek this out. I'm not saying because I think it's shame. It was just like a pornographic film wormhole, you know? And it was like a suction thing. It was clearly like a bunch of like hick Russian kids.
Yeah.
Kids meaning like hot, like these were like 20-something, but they looked like white trash Russians. They were some sort of Eastern Europeans.
Sure, down by
and
the river.
And one of them was like pulling out his cock and like letting a giant grouper.
Just
suck it.
Oh my
just, like,
gosh. You'd want to Google before that because if there's some like weird teeth or chemicals you don't know about, you bite your dick right off.
I mean, when you're down by the Eastern Bloc River,
right,
you know,
I was about
just,
to say,
you know, that Google.
It's
the
a much
Eastern
more
Black
nihilistic
River.
Existence
right.
in Russia. You
yeah.
know? So it's like, what's the worst that could happen?
It's just, yeah.
I wake up again in Russia?
Yeah, yeah. Or my dick falls off and I die, which I'm like, yeah, I'll take either or.
Wander into...
Take that, Russia.
Siberia.
Yeah. I think that's down the species rabbit hole. I feel like the fish falls pretty far down there, but the bonobos are very close.
Well, there's also sexy animals like you brought up snake. I wouldn't want to fuck a snake, but I think they're very sleek and sexy.
Yeah, there is something like
that's
sexual
a spiritual
about
orgasm.
Them.
Yeah, their movements.
And honestly, I think some part of it, the Adam Eve story, the snake is sin.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet there's something about that and the...
And it's
you know,
a and it's a dick essentially.
It's a dick. It's a big
long,
floppy
it's
dick.
It's dangerous.
Yep.
It's an erect. It's got erectile dysfunction, but it is.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard
even
to get
slinking.
It hard.
It's like that fucking Axl Rose, like Ooh. Dirty sex. Like
it
you're
is
not hot.
Axl Rose.
But it's like you're not hot, but somehow you've moved your body in a way that I now think you are hot. You know, those people are like in stillness, you are gross. Like if I see a picture of Axl Rose, not attracted. Then like
when he starts
I mean,
to
these
slither.
Days, he's not at all. But there are people like that that in their prime, you're like, God, I guess there is something sexy about you.
Oh my God, 19-year-old Axl Rose.
Oh. just
Freddie Mercury also is ready. And he actually is pretty handsome, but I would have said, like, sort of not my type, that like 80s mustachioed
big
thing.
Chest hair.
But then you fucking watch him in Wembley and you're like, oh my God.
Look at him move.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible.
Oh yeah.
That has to translate to the bedroom.
The bedroom.
It must to the bedroom.
It must. Speaking of the bedroom, should we slide on over and get it wet?
Oh yeah.
Ooh, make it wet.
So, Josh, here's what we do. We have a contest between the three of us, and Haas is going to be the judge. So we take excerpts from all different mediums that weren't written to be sexy. So they're not intended to be sexy.
Sure.
We got to put on our sexy voices and read them in the sexiest way possible.
Haas, what do we have today?
This week, we'll be reading from the owner's manual of a Craftsman 550 series rotary lawnmower.
Yeah.
Haas, already even reading the rules of this game sort of laid it on thick.
All right. Well, first up, we have Diana.
Okay.
Here is your manual. Make it sexy.
All right. Your lawnmower was shipped, ready to be used as a mulcher and be converted to a bag or discharge. Be sure to discard any loose parts before assembly. All hardware you must assemble must be tightened securely. Especially make sure your grass catcher for rear discharge is fastened tightly to the mower.
And I also say that they have a lot of entendre, double and triple.
No, I think I added that.
All right.
Wow. That was pretty amazing. But now we have Murph. Here's your passage. Make it sexy.
When using a gasoline dispenser, keep the nozzle in contact with the rim of the fuel tank at all times. Keep all nuts and bolts tight, and keep spark plugs away from wires to prevent accidental starting. Clean all mufflers regularly, and check the crankcase every 25 hours of operation. Stuff a towel inside to remove excess oil.
Stuff a towel inside. Very sexy.
Okay, well, last up we have Josh, who's going to trim that grass.
Are the rules, do I read all of this or just pick one?
I just picked three.
Okay, great.
Here
we go. Great. Mower blades are sharp and they can cut, so be sure to wrap the blades or wear gloves and use extra caution when you're servicing them. If the equipment should start to vibrate abnormally, stop the engine. Vibration is generally a warning of trouble.
Here's a good one.
If you choke it and you still have trouble starting, you may need to close the flapper valve manually.
Oh my God.
That flapper valve.
They were all really, really
She's
amazing.
She's a killer queen. Run by the flapper valve.
Abnormal vibration was the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
It literally started, one of them started with, if you choke it, still have trouble starting.
I mean, come
my
on.
My God.
Craftsman, you know what you're
That's
doing.
That's not an entendre.
You know what you're doing over there.
Haas, who wins?
Oh, man. Really tough, but I'm going to have to say the winner is Josh Sharp.
Oh, my God. Haas, thank you so much. Couldn't have done it without you.
Mm.
Oh, you did print the papers with my lines.
Yes. But you know what? You delivered them in a way that just us just spiritually climaxing.
I'd like to thank HP for the printing.
Yeah. Thank you, HP.
All right.
Thank you, Hewlett-Packard, sponsor of Ménage à Trois, sex-soaked, disgusting.
They wish.
If they dare to come
they
within
wish.
A mile of this program.
Ooh, we got those wet inks. Josh is just snorting that orange.
Well, what do you say we do a little virtual sugar, huh?
Oh, I love it.
Let's have fun. So, you know, we want to see you in action. We know you're not single, but let's play make-believe for a moment.
Hey.
Go on an improvised date.
You can always go on a date.
Yeah.
He's picking a name from the cup?
I
will be going on a date with...
Floweth over. Haas.
Haas, baby.
Oh, ooh, he can't see him, but he can smell him.
Haas, you lucky dog.
All right.
Me and Diana might jump in if need be.
Of course.
So
doesn't really matter that he's not in the room. I close my eyes on dates anyway.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, as long as you can hear.
So pure. All right, well, date begins now.
Okay.
And so that was my trip to Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was quite an experience. I tried to really just travel the world and see as much as I could.
Yeah, that's so cool. I actually also spent some time in Africa.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I I sell blood diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's Do you want one?
Well, yeah, I would. I you know what though? No, I've seen too much of what that the industry does to the, the continent.
Economy.
It's terrible.
It's yeah, great.
It's terrible.
Wait, what did you say?
I just it's a tragic thing that
there's so few of them.
I can't support. No, I understand that. I understand that. But it is really beautiful.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
I mean, they don't call them blood diamonds because they're ugly. That's what we. That's what I always. That's on my business card.
Hey guys.
Do you always bring diamonds to a first date? Oh, hey.
Yeah,
hello.
I mean, I'm honestly drowning in the things. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Sorry. Do you work at this grocery store?
No. We're just. Here, we're just here actually trying to pick up some zucchini.
Oh, well, I'm just wondering how do you know it's a good citrus piece of fruit? You know, I'm sitting here, I'm smelling these oranges. I don't know what's good and what's bad. Any tips?
Oh, well, yeah. You see this orange right here?
Yeah.
It's nice and plump, juicy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's sort of, you want it to be firm, but not too firm.
Okay. If I come home with another, you know, not ripe fruit, I think my husband's just going to throw me on the street.
Ugh. You and your husband having a little bit of worries?
Oh, no, that's par for the course.
Because you know what could make a husband happy.
What's that?
Blood diamonds.
Blood diamonds?
Yeah.
Is that different from just a regular diamond?
Very much so. They are mined exclusively under oppressive and violent situations using third world labor.
I think I just had a spiritual orgasm. Thank you so much for your help, young man.
Of course, of course. Anyway,
yeah,
we got to get that zucchini.
Right, because we are going to cook up something tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is so fantastic, though. I have to say, I'm excited to really just see where we're going to go with this night.
Me too.
I mean, you're giving me a diamond already. I'm in awe of this.
Well, I mean, I've enjoyed myself, you know? Dinner was good, but like we both said, it wasn't filling enough. And
right.
So.
Yeah.
Nothing better than me than end of the night with an old zucchini night.
Oh, trust me. That's a classic move. That's a classic move. I get it. All right. Well,
hey, I'm the manager here. You guys, you can't sell your diamonds in the store.
I'm sorry. I haven't been selling them. I'm trying to give them away to people I find favor in.
Oh, I guess that's okay. It's just that, you know, we're like a store and we sell, I guess we don't sell diamonds.
Yeah, you know, you could sell diamonds here. What if I set up a little shop here? I could give you one, maybe even 0.5%.
Half a percent. That's wow. Now, I don't get that here,
Josh. I just want to say, did you ever consider, I don't know, trying to sell diamonds at the value that they're worth?
Oh no, I wouldn't make any money. I sell them for a lot more than they're worth.
I don't know. I feel like these are
pretty. And also, I get these so cheap.
That's true.
I mean, like, I have not paid a soul for these diamonds.
Only just, yeah, people's lives were paid for.
Sure, but we're talking about money here, right?
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Are we going to pay for this zucchini in a life? No. Money
no,
spins, baby.
No, you guys pay for that zucchini with money.
All right. Fine. Okay. You know what? I'm on board. Okay, I'm on board for all of it.
Great. Let me grab a table from the floral department.
That would be great.
A little folding number. We can set up a little display.
That would be great, Brevin.
Great.
Thank you.
You got it. That 0.5% is going to put my dog's surgery
to sleep.
To sleep.
It's very expensive to put a dog to sleep.
Yes. Oh, success.
Blood diamond.
Success. Came around on the blood diamonds.
That was so sensual in such
really
an unexpected
was.
Way.
It was.
We had such like chemistry. It was ridiculous.
The chemistry was off the chain.
It was off the chain.
I like the explanation of a blood diamond.
Yes.
I realize
only
I don't really actually
made an
know.
Impressive, I think
other
that was
than
a,
they're bad.
Yeah, that was a great explanation.
Oh, yeah.
That feels accurate.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio said something about how bad they are.
Oppressive and violent.
Yeah.
In his Oscars speech.
Yes.
This year.
Yep.
It's a good way to get news.
For the right.
Attacked
he's like,
by
I finally,
a bear.
I've been saving this Oscar speech for.
He's like, I've had so many things to say. Please do not buy blood diamonds. And remember, respect your aviators. Just went through the things he wanted to say.
Also,
Wall Street's terrible.
Wall Street is terrible.
That ship sunk,
and we got and get over it, people.
Don't leave your little brother in the bathtub.
Yep.
It's a Gilbert grape.
That's a grape.
Well, that makes me sad. You know what else makes me sad?
Saying goodbye to Josh Sharp.
Oh, no.
Au revoir, vita saying goodbye.
Such a pleasure.
Yes.
Deuces.
So worldly. You guys, our listeners, do not have to say bye-bye.
No,
go get tickets now to Josh Sharp Sings Live at Union Hall in Brooklyn on Friday, June 10th at 7:30.
Yo, get on YouTube, get on Vimeo, all over the World Wide Web. You can see his handsome mug. I've seen it. It's something special.
It's a good mug.
Give it.
He has a monthly show at The Beast, the UCB East Village, called Cool Shit Weird Shit.
Oh, yes.
He has a gay show for all people with Aaron Jackson at the Duplex.
Yes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Go online, guys.
Yeah.
Aaron and Josh are a delightful duo.
And if you're a hot young gay person, please go to my Instagram at cluck cluck Josh Sharp and comment dad the smiley face or the emoji with hearts for eyes.
Get those dad comments.
That is my career aspiration, to have a teeming horde of young gays who comment dad on my Instagram. That's at cluck cluck Josh Sharp, the sound a chicken makes, then Josh Sharp.
That's such a nice, reasonable goal.
Yes, it is.
I think you're going to achieve it. We'd also like to thank our producer, Cries in the Bath. That's Ben Hosley.
Mm-hmm. And our mama, UCB Comedy. Tweet at us, at Menage Radio. Follow-ups. We're looking for those follow-ups, people.
Yeah.
If you've sent a question to us in the past that is loaded.
We got a live show of brewing.
Oh, we're brewing a live show.
We need those follow-ups.
We are going to unpack
a six-hour show where we delve deep into all the follow-ups of questions past. Check out menageatoisradio.com for a little more of us.
Yeah. Thanks to HP and Home Depot.
And Negroni.
And we'll close it out with a little plastic cup. Clink.
Ooh.
Clink
plastic.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.